Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Karabat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I am Jess and I'm so excited that you're here with me. As per the title, we're going to be talking about, nope, vegan diet is not healthy. Shocker, right? A vegan diet is not healthy. What is she talking about? Well, obviously we know. There are so many amazing vegan alternatives out there right now, which yay to the vegan evolution, and I'm so happy about that. But at the same time, these products are not healthy. In that sense that yes, they might be healthy and bring us happiness in our heart, but that doesn't mean that they're gonna make us feel better in the long run. We will find all of it. The vegan donuts, the vegan muffins, the vegan chocolates, the vegan whatever it is, pizza, pasta, burgers, all of it, right? All of the quote unquote good stuff that we know. Yeah, you know what, if I eat this every day, I'll probably not feel my best. Now, interestingly, what I've seen, a trend, is that people still think a vegan diet is healthy. When I say I'm vegan, people assume, probably also, of course, because I'm a health coach, duh, but many people, when they say they're vegan, they immediately assume that the other person must be malnourished, the other person must be eating only vegetables, the only person is only eating salads and leaves and greens and has no idea about it. And on the one thing, yes, for the vegan evolution, which I like to call it, it's great that we have all of these products, but for our health, it may not be. And you know, I fell into that trap myself. I honestly believed at one point in my life that vegan, no matter what, is healthier than non-vegan. But if we look at a donut, if it's vegan or not, it's still deep fried. It's still full of sugar and fat. It's probably as unhealthy as the non-vegan donut. Now, I do want to also preface this by saying that I use the word healthy here, not in a sense that it is a forbidden food and we should never eat it and it's gonna make you ill or whatever. It will if you eat a lot of it. But if you know me, it's all about balance. But I do also want to really talk about that, because when I first went vegan, I fell into that trap thinking, believe it or not, if it's vegan, it must be healthier anyways. And so I thought I'm just going to eat all of this junk food, which yes, there is a lot of vegan junk food out there, and nothing was going to happen to me. And ultimately, I didn't feel great. I gained weight. And that's when I went into starting different diets. And if you know me, if you've been following me for a while, you know, I followed the vegan keto. I followed the fruitarian, raw till 4, intermittent fasting, carb, low carb, whatever that you can think of. I've tried it and I was very confused, because on the one hand, I was like, there's all of this great vegan stuff out there and I want to try it all and I want to eat it all. And on the other hand, there's all of these diets that are promoted to me that are going to make me feel like my best vegan self. And I realized this, neither one of those is sustainable. Neither one of those is actually going to make me happy in the long run, because on the one hand, if I eat the junk food, I'm going to gain weight. On the other hand, all of these diets have such a short-term approach to it that I'm like, this is not it. And so long story short, I came to one conclusion, which is, and obviously I've been living according to this conclusion now for years, but a vegan diet per se is not healthy, but there are some things that I have done that helped me lose weight and become a healthy vegan. The first thing is balance over restriction. So what really helped me is still allowing myself to have the occasionally vegan donut or junk food thing that I really wanted or was craving, but I didn't make this the majority of my diet, which means I still teach this to my clients, which is the 80-20 approach. 80% nutritious food, 20% happiness food. right? So I don't like to call it bad food or unhealthy food. It's more happiness food. Like, what do you think is going to make you happy if you have it, right? So for me, it might be the ice cream. For me, it might be when I lived in Berlin, they had this vegan donut shop that I really love to go to once a month or something. And so really allowing yourself those extra foods that you can include in your lifestyle, but it's not the majority of what you're eating. The second thing that incredibly helped me, guys, is increasing my vegan protein intake. And I speak about this a lot, but this is really, really, really important for the reason that when you increase your vegan protein intake, it's going to increase your satiety, it's going to balance your blood sugar. You will see that you don't need to eat as much because, again, your satiety is, you know, better. But by balancing your blood sugar, it's going to balance your hormonal health, it's going to balance your mood, it's going to balance your energy, it's going to balance everything out. Oftentimes I see vegans eating a lot of carbohydrates and they wonder why they're still hungry, why they're bloated, why they're not feeling great. It's because the protein is too low. What are some great vegan protein sources? Anything from tofu, tempeh, seitan, textured vegetable protein, bean pasta. I'm obsessed with bean pasta. I love to have my chickpea pasta at least 2 to 3 times a week. It's easy. I can put it into the pot. It takes me 5 minutes to cook it, maybe 10. I throw in some hummus or tomato sauce, some more vegetables, and I'm done. And it really helps my life, if I can say so. And then the third thing that really helped me is to switch more towards a plant-based mindset. So plant-based, as the name already says, plants, right? Instead of thinking whole foods, I feel like the term whole foods has become very in, and it's still okay because we should be consuming more whole foods than processed foods. But sometimes it can also just help with thinking about plants, right? So making sure that you have, you know, a couple of fruit sources in the morning, or plant, like other plant sources, like vegetables in the morning, throwing in an extra, you know, plant into your meal. So for example, yesterday evening, I actually had a burger. And after I finished this burger, I was like, I missed my veggies. And so I went ahead and I just put these cherry tomatoes into a bowl and I snacked on them to just get my vegetables in as well, because I didn't get them in. And so again, as you can see, it's not about perfection. It's about seeing things, how you can switch them. Oh, there's a rainbow. Okay, this is beautiful. Guys, you can't see this right now, but it's amazing. Sorry, I got distracted right there. Beautiful rainbow out there is a sign of prosperity and love and happiness, and anything that you want is achievable. Anything, long story short, it's not about restriction. It's about balance and allowing yourself to include your favorite foods and navigating through it if you have to, right? Allowing yourself to have the burger, but then adding an additional veggie source to it. Or even when you have pizza, like when we buy like frozen pizza, vegan, of course, I add more vegetables on top, or I add a vegan protein source on top if it's lacking. And so again, it's not about not eating the pizza. It's about adding things on top that are gonna make you feel better and more full and are gonna add the extra nutrients from the vegetables, right? So this is a tip that I have for you too, which might be helpful. But these are the three things that will make you a healthier vegan for sure if you follow them without necessarily needing to restrict yourself, right? So also, if you want to keep trying out those vegan products, you can, and I highly recommend you do, because obviously the more we buy that, the more we support the vegan movement, which I think is really important. But at the same time, it shouldn't be at the expense of your health and your well-being, right? So still allowing them into your diet occasionally here and there, but they shouldn't be making up the majority of your diet. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any additional suggestions on topics, please let me know. If you would like to join the Vegan Queen or the Plentiful Goddess, these two programs are currently the best programs that I have. The Plentiful Goddess is a 4-month coaching program, which is really a transformational experience where you come in with the goal of weight loss and becoming a healthier vegan inside and out. So we do the deeper work, but we also do the weight loss work. And the Vegan Queen is primarily focused on weight loss. It's a six-week program, but you still have the mindset support that is going to teach you sustainable tools for the rest of your life. So both of these programs, all clients are successful in those when they do them. That's always what I want to say, when they do them. And it's just wonderful to see not only how these programs have changed people's lives, but also the community that we have created. So if any of those sound good to you, you can find those in the show notes too. If you have additional questions about them, let me know. I'm excited to connect with you. And that is it. Sending you so much love.